the tour, folks.
I'm the first vagina.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I think that was the age I managed to cut myself with safety scissors.
We're totally racist.
Stuck worse than crabs in your eyebrows. So.
Shaved balls.
Fix it in post.
The following content contains some or all of the following: crude adult humor, adult language, childish opinions, and just plain offensive content. Listener discretion is encouraged, though not advised. Similarly, we do not want to insult anyone who could sue us, so please take what we have to say for what it is. Two loud mouths rambling about nothing. No offense, explicit or implied, is meant. We're just having fun. You've been warned.
Derp, 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 derp.
Derp-a-dee-doo.
We're awesome.
Just a second here, and then we'll get started.
See, this is the kind of shit we have to keep for outtake reels.
What, derp derp derp?
Our pre-game.
Our anime. Pre-game? Ugh. Well, we can always do another uncircumcised edition of the Pipcast. The Gentile edition, if you will.
I don't know. I don't recall that went over exceptionally well.
Grant thought it was hilarious, just the title of the show alone.
Yeah, but you can't tap the same vein twice, man. Your track marks start to show.
Well, before we say anything else funny, you should probably welcome the folks in.
Welcome to it, folks!
Hello!
Pipcast, coming to you live from my home away from home.
Another different location!
We're always traveling. We're on the road.
Not really.
On the road in Kitchener, Ontario.
We are in a basement of mutual acquaintance, Richard.
Shout out to my homeboy, Richard.
The wicked dude. Anyway, here we are again. We're recording on a Saturday evening, about 6 o'clock.
I am settling into my role of, you know, weekly weekend babysitter. It's pretty cool, actually.
Fun with that?
It's pretty good, except when the kids are brats, like they were this morning.
Well, they're children.
They're children. They're entitled to be brats once in a while. I try not to be overly harsh.
Yeah.
It's
when older people begin to be brats that you just want to punch them in the face. And at that point, you probably...
What age is that? At what age? Do you say, okay, you should know better by now?
15.
15?
Because 15 is when it gets the worst. And you either stop it right there or it's going to continue the rest of their life.
So you're saying that 15-year-olds should, at some point in their 15th year... have a meaningful confrontation with a stranger over their ass hattery if it's over the bounds.
Yeah, I think so. And I hate to sound sexist, but I think it's worse in women than it is in men for brattiness.
Can we set up some sort of agency to administer these...
I don't know.
These interventions.
Can we make money off of this? speaking of money, I bought into the idiot tax this week.
Swing and a miss!
I mean, when it's a $50 million pot and another 45 additional prizes of $1 million...
You're very compelled.
The funny thing at work is we kept having the argument back and forth about you have a higher chance of, you know, a building falling on you, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, yeah, but you can't win unless you buy into it. I'm like, yeah, you have a point.
That's the most destructive argument to
but
any
I mean,
logic.
These are guys that are working a hard job, and they just want
They need a glimmer of hope.
They want that glimmer of hope.
So maybe it's not an idiot tax. Maybe it's a glimmer of hope tax.
Yeah. Maybe. But whatever. I still call it the voluntary tax, because technically it is.
I call it the bad at math tax.
bad at probability tax.
Oh.
But I'm a big believer in chaos theory. That's why I never pick my numbers. It's always random.
Let the machine pick them.
Yeah, I always let the machine
pick them. See, I'm enough of a conspiracy theorist to say, fuck that, the machine knows which numbers it spat out. It's not going to draw those numbers.
So that's not how they draw the numbers. Don't they still do it with the ball machine? Pretty sure they do.
It's not broadcast. It's not publicly available. The numbers just appear.
I'm pretty sure that's the way they still do it, though, because otherwise those other methods could potentially be fixed. But this proving like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, what is it? Nobody's won the jackpot? So.
But how many people always play their lucky numbers?
That's true. Because you all the winners, you always hear about how, like, oh yeah, I play my mother's numbers, or... Oh, yeah, I just played my children's birthdays. Or,
yeah. You know, my anniversary, my wife's birthday, the dog's birthday.
It's still completely random.
Yeah.
Regardless. Yeah, that's why I always do, just give me numbers. I don't really
give me numbers,
care.
But I want a ticket.
Yeah.
That's what
me.
I do.
Give me a ticket.
When I am, I've been known to purchase a lottery ticket from time to time. When I'm feeling particularly down and need that glimmer of hope, that kick in the
It's pants. Such a rush.
It is.
Like, I mean, after
but
a while.
That's why I only play once in a while.
Yeah, that's why I only do it once in a while, too. Like, because if you do it every week, it's just like, it's a letdown every week. I don't need any more of that in my life.
Maybe once every 3 or 4 months I'll buy a ticket. I might buy one this week.
When the pots get high,
And that's how they draw people in. Like, pots are fucking huge, and that's how they pay out.
Because $6.49, like, sometimes it was up to, like, $35, $40. That's what I would buy a ticket.
Yeah.
But, this Max Millions...
$50 million.
Fuck.
Could you imagine what you could do with... And no, imagine buying a ticket with, like, 4 lines on it and hitting 2 or 3 of the bonus $1 million jackpots, so $53 million.
Oh, and the brilliant thing about Canada is that they don't tax your lottery winnings, which is amazing.
Except the CRA does at income tax time.
Well, that's true. But when you have $50 million, you're like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, here you go.
Build more roads. Build more schools. I don't care.
Build a hospital in my backyard.
Or you save yourself by donating $2 million to a charity.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay.
Leave you alone.
Which,
you're cutting out the middleman. Good job.
Which I don't have a problem with. Which is good. So, anyway, I didn't win.
Nobody did.
Nobody did. Nobody won the jackpot. There were like...
I might buy in this week.
I think there was 6 or 7...
Because my luck's got to turn sometime.
I think there were 6 or 7 of the smaller prizes that were won.
Sorry.
The biggest of the jackpot matching, because, you know, certain numbers match, you get a certain amount of prize. I think the highest was 400 and something thousand from the jackpot.
Still a nice chunk of change.
It could help. Any bit of help. Fuck, I'd take 10 grand right now.
10 grand would clean my conscience.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So, you had a week, sir?
I've been awake most of this week. I think cumulatively in the past week, which is what, 100 and... Quickly, 724s.
I don't do math that well.
1412s.
Still not there.
120 and then another 48, so 168 hours in a week.
There you go.
Okay. Grade school, folks. I paid attention.
I didn't pay attention in those years.
I was in enrichment.
And then when they gave me a fucking calculator, I was like, shit, I don't need to remember this shit. It's in here. This little piece of technology that will do the math for me.
I didn't use a calculator until grade 10.
Oh my god. No wonder you know math so well. Although I'm starting to pick up on certain things, because at work, I have to know how the stacks work. Because on the piece of paper, it'll say 7 block 36. Or 6 block 36. That one's easy. 6 times 6, 36. So I need 6 layers of 6 bales. But, you know, picking up on that stuff.
Of this week, I've slept maybe 20 hours.
Holy balls. You need to sleep more, sir.
Nah. I'm losing weight like a motherfucker. I'm down to 270,
it's
man.
Not healthy.
So? You're not going to convince me otherwise.
Okay, well, I won't try that.
when I hit 200, I'll stop.
Fair enough. I haven't checked myself in the last 2 weeks, aside from when...
Mind you, 200 pounds, I'd be fucking scrawny.
Yeah, you'd still have...
230 would probably be...
Probably still have lots of skin hanging off of you.
But we'll go away with time.
I think I'm actually going up because of the muscle I'm building.
Probably. But like, you're eating a high-protein diet, which is encouraging that muscle building.
Oh, yeah. High-protein. High-protein.
Steak and beer is an excellent dinner, sir.
Steak and beer is an excellent dinner. Oh, that was so tasty. That was a great way to end the week. Speaking of food, do you want to comment on this?
One of my favorite websites, one of my favorite single-serving blogs, if you will, to use the nomenclature of the time, was thisiswhyyourefat.com. Many of you who are listening, I've shown you this site.
We've mentioned
it before. It's food porn. It's food porn.
We've mentioned it before.
It's gone. Site's just vanished from...
Gone.
From the internet.
And I tried to look it up, like, look up information on it. Like, I did a Google search, like, this is why you're fat. Where's it gone? And there's no information, no news stories, no nothing. I couldn't find anything.
Wikipedia has updated to reflect the situation. Now, Wikipedia's got to be
It's not careful. Exactly a credible source, sir.
I think it is in terms of the fact that significant enough time has gone by that it's gone through a review process, I believe.
Mm.
And there is criminal litigation pending between the co-owners of the site.
Oh,
is as much as I will say.
I thought maybe it was because they dropped their book and said, man, fuck it. We don't want to do the block anymore.
I don't know. That's,
Speaking of things ending, you have no idea, but, this past Thursday, I wasn't at the meeting, but we had a staff meeting at Cineplex, and I got the terrible news that we are closing this Thursday. Doors closed. Done. We're over.
That's some fucking short notice.
The landlord's pulled the exit clause on our lease because he's found out information about Cineplex looking to build somewhere else, and he's the lease has come up on the property to redo the whole mall, so he's fucking everyone over.
These people are why nobody likes people with money.
Yeah. But, silver lining, everyone that's worked at our theater, all the regular employees, are being transferred to either Cambridge or Waterloo. Like, they're giving us that option. They said you could take it or you can just cut your losses and go. If you don't take the transfer, you're not getting severance, period. The people that get really fucked over, I don't know how much information I should be telling, but fuck it, I don't really care. What are they going to do, fire me? Our management team? Cut out completely.
Gone?
Gone. Here's your severance, here's your vacation.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah.
That's painful.
That is very painful. I'm legitimately pissed off about that.
If
that's the way the company's going to treat people that have been with the company that long.
And our management.
And our management.
That's enough to say, fuck it, I'm gone. Which I take it as your decision at this
point. My decision at this juncture is... I will take the transfer to Waterloo, because
the job's a job.
I need that job come September. There's no doubt about that in my mind. What I will be considering is transferring to the new Empire Theater they're building closer to my house, when it's finished. But I don't intend on staying at Cineplex very long, if that's the way they're going to treat people. Like, it's nice that they're offering our staff of under 30 the transfers to different places, but still, they...
Screwing over your long-timers is bad policy.
It's very bad.
No matter which way you cut it. Mm-hmm. No matter what company's doing it.
I didn't like that at all.
That hurts, man. That's a fucking downer.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Cool.
But I got the transfer to Waterloo. I just set the process paperwork this weekend.
Right on.
See how that turns out. But yeah. Speaking of work, I know you don't like me talking about work, but...
I don't give a shit.
My new job is fucking ridiculously hard. It's pretty brutal. Like, I'm starting to get the hang of it, but it's still every day.
Grueling physical labor.
It's grueling physical labor, and every day I wake up in pain. Today, it's become a habit for me to do ibuprofen in the morning, two through the day, two at the end of the night. Because the muscle pain is killing me, and the worst part about it is it's not my arms, my feet, it's in my hands. It's that achy... feeling all the time.
That pre-arthritis, you feel like you're going to get arthritis.
Yeah, that feeling, and it's concerned me a little bit.
If it happens, it happens, man.
It happens. But, I mean, I've only got, 8 weeks left?
8 weeks.
I can deal with it.
40 working days.
But, yeah. Like, last week, at the beginning of the week, I got hit with pretty bad shoulder pain in my upper back. That was pretty brutal.
That happens.
But it would go away through the day, because it would loosen up after working for a little while.
Well... Truth be told, I've been in school and doing projection as pretty much your life for the year beforehand.
Even at the theater, I'd still do heavy lifting from time to time because those prints fucking heavy.
I'm not discounting that. I'm just saying there's...
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not the most physical of people, so it's understandable. I'm sure once I'm into week four, I'll probably be a lot better.
Hit your stride. And then the next month, I'll fly.
Mind you, I got pretty... brutalized on Friday when I came into work early because they early their shift because they wanted to redo the warehouse floor. Ended up climbing up to the top of the small silo, which had to be...
Well, by the figures you gave me before, 120 feet.
Yeah, 120 feet of ladder to get to the top. And then once you're at the top, you're wearing a mask, like an N95 mask. It's hot. It's loud.
N95. Describe for the people who have never worked in
an N95 mask is... It's a mask that goes over your nose and your mouth. It's not the, like, crazy one that you're thinking.
It's not like the big canister mask.
It's essentially a mask you would wear when you're working in an area where you don't want to breathe particulate matter or certain fumes.
Okay, so it's got a fume barrier.
Yeah.
Like, right in the front, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you're working in that, it's hard work, it's hot, you're sweating like fucking constantly, and everything's sticking to you. Like, you should have seen my pants at the end of Friday. It was just flour and dust everywhere, man. But the first half of the day... we
Hand cakes.
The first day, the first half of the day was pretty brutal, but once we got down to the bottom of the small silo, we were just cleaning the truck tunnel where the trucks need to pick up. We were just shoveling the wheat byproduct into bags to be shipped off to farmers. But that was alright. The personalities there that I work with are a little...
fringe?
A little fringe. A little inappropriate. Like, some of the discussion they were having was towards homosexuality, and I wasn't participating in the conversation because I didn't agree with anything that they were saying. They treat it like it's a fucking disease, man.
I've had a job like that. I had to work security once.
Tell me the story.
I don't know if I've told them this story. One summer I worked security for a company that will remain nameless as much as I hate them.
Yeah.
We were told that we were going to go supervise a frat party and then go to cover a Southeast Asian festival for the following weekend.
Yeah.
Like, that it was a 3-day trip to Toronto. I was already on the verge of quitting. They had to buy me back in with $1 an hour pay raise and expenses paid.
Because that was the weekend where they wanted you to work the weekend. They expected you to cover all your expenses.
Yeah, and I was told it was going to be expenses paid, right?
Yeah.
So, that was a big piss-off. But this frat party ended up being a GLBT party. And...
the loudest of parties.
And every other man there who was working security expressed some form of homophobia.
Yeah.
Vocally.
Yeah.
Through the night.
Yeah.
And I kept my fucking trap shut the whole night. I'm like, you know what? Not worth getting a beating from my coworkers.
Yeah, like, these, like, I understand, I, this...
in retrospect, I should have just walked in and got some, because, yeah, you know, everyone likes someone,
like,
in the uniform.
To be honest, I know this doesn't excuse them, but they're older guys, they're from an older generation, from a different time.
They'll die out soon enough, thank God.
And, like, they were telling stories about guys, like, because there is someone that works in the mill, who was a man, and had a gender change operation to become a lesbian, which was...
amazing.
Amazing. Because he wasn't gay. He just...
didn't like penis.
Didn't like penis or whatever. But he had a sex change operation to become a lesbian. I thought that's hilarious and awesome. Like,
yes.
Good on him. But the way they were talking, like get away from me. That kind of... like, come on, guys. Like, fuck. They're people, too. Regardless of what you think of them.
Doesn't travel through the air, man.
I don't know. It's like, it's not a fucking disease, buddy. But, you know.
Well, people have a lot of the same attitudes. Like, there's a lot of misinformation about HIV.
Yeah.
Which is really the root of the deep-seated homophobia in America. Because what have Americans always been told about HIV and AIDS?
It's the gay disease.
Comes from butt sex... and needle drugs.
But it doesn't work that way. It's
but
more
that's
than
the
that.
Propaganda. That's the machine.
But needless to say, they were having those conversations, and I completely disconnected myself from the group and just continued working, keeping my mouth shut, because I didn't want to bring that upon me.
Oh, no.
Because, I mean, look, I'm not gay. I'm not bisexual, but I have friends who are of that lifestyle, and I don't have a problem with them. They're welcome to do... it's their life. They can do whatever the fuck they want. And I don't have a problem with it. And I know they're not going to fucking, like, corner me and aspirate me. Because that's the way they were talking about it. Like, wait, you're gay? Oh, Jesus. Like,
it doesn't turn you into a raging fucking,
you know,
erection machine. It's
sex nuts, retard strong. Like, that's that way. But yeah.
On the topic of male genitals. Segway.
I don't know where it was. I actually couldn't find the news story, but I heard about it through a different source. This guy shot himself in the balls. Alright, so in the States, they have... obviously, it's part of their constitution. They're allowed to have firearms.
Second Amendment.
In second state, or in certain states, they're allowed to carry wherever they are. And I guess this guy was moseying through Lowe's, a fucking hardware store, had it tucked in his belt, like, fuck.
Idiot.
But the silver lining to this is he shot his balls off, so he cannot procreate.
Darwin!
And I hope he doesn't already have children.
That's the fulcrum of the Darwin. If he's already got kids...
yeah. But the thing that pissed me off the most was, like, what if he didn't shoot himself in the balls? What if it discharged and hit someone else. Hit a child, even.
If a child was that near his groin...
Yeah, but still, like, it doesn't matter...
Because tucked in your pants, there's only one real direction that bullet's gonna go.
Yeah, but sometimes... Fucking chaos, man. Ricochet. You never know what could happen.
Fair enough. It would be a goddamn
if
tragedy.
If he's a priest...
I can just picture a priest walking around Lowe's with a .44 tucked into his belt.
Blam! Ah!
Jesus Christ!
But yeah, that was...
Riffing on that, there is a city in the United States. It's in one of the mid-southwestern states. Heartland America?
Yeah, one of them dangerous states.
Yeah. Where it is absolutely mandatory that you carry a weapon on you
mandatory.
At all times. Yes.
Isn't that Texas?
No, it surprisingly wasn't Texas. It was...
Oh, no, it's certain counties in Texas that require you to carry. But anyway, go
but
on.
But the city has legislation that anyone of the age to own a firearm...
Should have one.
Must have one in their vehicle or on their person at all times.
I'll say it.
And you know what? The crime rate is virtually zero.
Yeah, because everyone's packing. You know what?
If you walk into the corner store with a 9, you shove it in the clerk's face, and everyone pulls iron on you in the store. Sort of a deterrent. And I like the logic. This is the idealist view of the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way everywhere, unless you distribute guns freely to the masses.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me of another story that I picked up through the forum site that I participate in. Apparently in Britain, this man went on a shooting spree. Yeah, no, Britain, where they have the most severe gun control. Like, the cops don't even carry guns.
Was it out in the sticks? Like,
no, it was... I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was in the city. And the guy was carrying a rifle and a shotgun. Just driving around fucking shooting people. And one of the things it brought up was... because the police do not carry, they can't respond fast enough to that kind of situation. And it also showed the scales on how gun control works. Like, should everyone have it or should no one have it? But even if you pass the law where no one should have guns, there's still going to be people that pick up somewhere.
But even elsewhere, there's more... I'm very pro-gun. And
Me too.
A view that a lot of people don't expect me to have.
Especially in Canada.
Look at the Scandinavian countries, where military service is mandatory for every able-bodied citizen.
That's another...
You get your gun, you don't have to give it back.
Yeah.
You keep it, you bring it home, you put it by your door.
I'm a big believer in mandatory service. I know you probably don't believe in that, but...
You know, if I
towards that.
At this point, I would say yes. I'd say that mandatory service is a good thing. It should not be imposed on nations that don't already have it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the conditional mandatory service in the United States.
Yeah.
If you want to get government assistance for your university, or if you want
to
do anything with your life, you gotta sign up.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a big part of the fucking problem, because the United States is always at war. Nobody our age wants to sign up and go get shot.
No. And not for a couple bucks to cover for school.
And so it's keeping people from being able to access... Like, in Canada, we have freely accessible with no strings like that attached.
Yeah.
Loans that you can get from the government.
Yes.
To pay for your...
And, I mean, with Canada specifically, even if you join the reserve, the chances of you going anywhere are highly unlikely. Just the way...
Unless you show considerable aptitude.
Yeah. So, if you're going to join the military and you just want to do it for funding, be a fuck-up.
But not so fucked up they kick you out.
And not so fucked up that they throw you into life civil servant status.
You know what? It's paycheck.
Hey, you want me to operate a radar station?
I'd do it.
Yeah, yeah.
All I need is the internet.
So speaking of world news...
Fucking
vuvuzelas. Fucking vuvuzelas, man.
Vuvuzelas.
I know we're not the first people to talk about it. I'm pretty sure
even Hitler's talked about it.
It's to death. But the vuvuzelas, if you don't know, and I don't know why you wouldn't know.
I only heard one for the first time today at Mitch's insistence.
Yes.
Be it known. I've avoided them like the plague.
So, World Cup Soccer this year, FIFA World Cup Soccer, is in South Africa this year for the first time. And a big part of South African history at sports venues is the Vuvuzela. If you don't know what a Vuvuzela is, look it up and find the sound bites.
It's like a French horn crossed with a kazoo.
Yeah, it's a giant plastic horn that you just into, and it just. And anyway, some people have been complaining about it at the World Cup because it's just constant buzzing. Like it sounds like the entire stadium is filled with bees. Covered in bees! And there's been so much controversy about it, like, officials saying it should be banned, soccer players saying it should be banned, people spreading propaganda about how it spreads disease faster. But, the head of the FIFA organization has said, no, we're not banning it, it's part of the culture here. Like, do you want a ride on your hands? More so than what could take place at a soccer event already.
All I'm gonna say is, that if any country knows how to riot, South Africa knows how to riot.
This is true.
Second, and FIFA is wisely saying, no, we are not pissing off these crazy motherfuckers.
Second to the Ivory Coast, which knows how to riot also.
I've been thinking a lot about seeing the world lately.
Oh, me too.
I want to do something. I want to see what something that isn't, you know, the best place in the world to live looks like.
Yeah.
Up close and personal. I want to see how bad gets.
Hey, it gets
and
bad.
That's a pretty dark streak, but you know what? The Buddha had to do the same thing.
Yeah. I can't remember where it was, but there was a recent genocide that took place. Like, the whole different divisions of races were off killing each other. I think it was an Asian country of some sort.
Wow.
Just, like, almost as, probably slightly... Not as bad as Rwanda, but along those
just proof
those
that
lines.
The whole world was in shell shock for about 8 years after 9/11.
Yeah.
And now everyone's picking up where they left off.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's bad. I don't know. It would be nice to go around and experience those kind of things, just to see.
At some point, I do want to experience being shot at by someone who desperately wants to kill me.
Yeah.
That's on my bucket list, if you will.
That's a kind of a risky thing you want to do there, sir.
I want to kill a man with no qualms. What can I say?
Oh, okay. Oh, jeez. But, on a far lighter note, shall we talk about,
E3? Xbox 360!
E3! This week, Microsoft revealed on, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday? Probably Tuesday.
The sleek, slim, new, sexy
Xbox 360. It's not slimmer, it's shorter, but it's definitely sexier. I don't know if you see
far.
The picture. Holy bejesus. I want one. I already have an Xbox and I want one. It's like, maybe Microsoft's finally buying into the Apple model, where you add something shiny to it.
Once you reach the peak of a technology, and Microsoft has been damn near that on the console market since it launched.
Yeah.
Okay, they know their shit.
Mm-hmm.
My first console I ever bought with my own money was an original Xbox.
Which you eventually sold to me.
Yes.
Which was eventually traded in towards the new 360.
You know what? You're like my pawn broker. God damn.
But yeah.
I wasn't sure that's what had happened, but there we go.
That's what happened.
And then I bought my own 360. I've only ever purchased Xbox consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, there's a standard of quality.
And
there.
I heard an interesting stat this year, or statistic through E3 was this has been the longest running generation of consoles ever. There's never been this big of a gap between something
coming out and something new.
One generation and stepping it up. It's been the same for like the last 5 years. More than that, maybe seven, I don't know. But that's a good thing.
The market has reached stability.
Which is good. And there's enough competition out there.
I imagine that... I don't know enough about Kinect.
I have no interest in it whatsoever.
I don't know if that's a completely
separate
console.
The Wii has come and become a fad, and people have gotten bored with it already.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to be... Like, you're going to have to do something really fucking good to beat that.
I'm sorry, but your little wand is not ergonomic.
No.
The 360 controller is ergonomic.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit for... hours.
Yeah.
Like, 36 if you want. With that controller in your hand staring at a screen. Dragon Age is a motherfucking bitch.
Oh, time for real news.
Obama v. Arizona.
So it's finally come down the pipe that they haven't actually officially announced this.
They might as well have. When the Secretary of State says that we're suing you.
Yeah, she slips out in conversation in an interview. So Hillary mentioned in an interview earlier this week.
Controversy point in Ecuador.
Yes, in Ecuador they asked her about Arizona's immigration laws, and she announced pretty much saying that the Obama administration will challenge the law. And they're going to lose. As in, Arizona's going to lose.
Arizona's going to get bitch slapped by the federal government for... Well, if not over the... Fuck. Brain fart. If not over the profiling bill, then over the most recent one passed that I don't know if I mentioned last week. The Anchor Baby bill.
Yeah, you told me about that. You mentioned it last week.
So... That one violates the 14th Amendment.
Yeah.
And that one they will win resoundingly in the Supreme Court.
I mean, this is the U.S. we're talking about. They violate their Constitution more than a hooker on Friday, right?
The Supreme Court, when forced to deal with these big issues, tends to figure things out properly.
Well, that's what they said in the article that I listed as a reference, was they're building a case right now against Arizona for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they probably have been since it came out.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, Obama can't just ride in on a horse and fucking...
Blam! If only that... Can we imagine a nation where the president's job is to go around and shoot people who are being dicks? You, get out of my gene pool. Blam!
It would be so much better if that's the way it works.
I think I found...
Here's what I think of our legislation. Blam!
Oh, fuck your new process. Blam!
Speaking of government ridiculousness, the G20 and G8 summit is happening in Toronto right now.
I have not seen a lick of news.
Over $1 billion spent on security.
For what?
In Toronto. For the G20.
Yeah. Have you seen any news updates? Have you watched
CP24 at all? Not really.
Shit.
I watched the lead up. Like, I've been reading about the lead up to it.
I've been about it. I'm like, you people are making noise against the machine. Sure. You're making them spend money. You're making them look bad. Sure. Yeah. They do a good enough job of that by themselves.
On their own, yeah. Like, I mean...
You're making them spend that $1 billion on security, and that's not cool.
Yeah. That was actually an article that was posted about how the only reason why they're spending that much on security is because of the fucking protesters. And, I mean, for every lawful protester, like, peaceful protester, there's, like, 7 that were just, like, want to fucking...
Want to go beat people.
Throw shit and beat up cops.
I can't understand that attitude. Throw shit and beat up cops. How disconnected from reality do you have to be to think that that's going to end any way other than you in jail or dead?
I know. It's just, it's the people trying to go against the man. But, like, that's not going to do anything, man. It's just going to make more problems and have more money wasted.
The fact that they have to pay so much attention to the protesters proves the protesters are making their points.
But the point is, like...
But I don't even know what the specific talking points of the protesters are.
I don't even know what the specific talking points of the G20 are. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a giant political fucking party. That's all it is.
It's the 20th... It's representatives from the 20 wealthiest nations in the world.
Get together, have a dinner with each other.
Have a convention to talk about current affairs, state of the world economy... You know, what they can do about things. And promises, politicians make promises there. And that's all the significance that I can really attach to it.
Pretty empty promises, to tell you the truth.
Kyoto,
like, exactly. It's exactly what's in my head. The Kyoto Accord. Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. Now that we're there.
10 years
Way
later.
To be dickheads. Fuck.
BP still hasn't capped the well.
BP still making themselves look bad in front of the press.
It's coming out now. They're going to be bankrupt before they fix the problem. Period.
Then what?
National Guard's going to step in and do something?
And what? the U.S., which is already mired in trillions of dollars of debt.
I don't know, man.
It's not... going to spend more money? Like, on a massive
scale?
Well,
they've already turned to the public.
They've got actors going in who... People with private wealth are... This is a movement I want to talk about. People with private wealth in the United States are starting to use that for social good. And this has been something that's been a long time coming.
I'm glad that
it's hard times. Like, don't get me wrong. The most significant example is Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
I believe, I am open to being, you know, corrected on this point. I believe his personal estimated worth is approximately $8 billion.
That's a lot of fucking money.
The man is one of the wealthiest men in the world.
Yeah.
The Federal Bank consults him. I'm serious.
Oh my god.
This guy knows economics. He was born with that brain. And so, in this world, he made a shit ton of coin playing the stocks.
Yep.
Okay? He has publicly announced that he will donate for immediate public use, not to, like, foundations or endowments or anything like that, 99% of his wealth. $7.92 billion.
Fuck.
Leaves him with $80 million sitting pretty. His kids are already established in their lives on the lives they want to live. That's as far forward as you can plan.
Yeah. That's a good thing to be happening.
That's amazing. It blew me away. Fark gave him the hero tag, which was rightly deserved.
But I mean, like, what can BB do? Can they go to a university and say, look, all you engineering students, here's a project to do. Here's a problem. Find a fucking solution.
I'm sure that there are people at universities going, I'm going to make my name on this.
And they better start doing it fast, because we're past day 50.
We're almost to 2 months.
It's
brutal.
I think this is, like, the 7th time we've talked about it.
That's the point, right?
Yeah.
Like, 7 fucking weeks.
It's been going on...
49 days, if we're doing precision.
Well,
but
I,
we're
I
not. We're probably over that.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know.
It started on 420.
What a day for it to happen.
It's a very historically significant day in terms of cultural
relevance. What
would
you say if you found out what caused the explosion was a guy letting up a butt on a fucking oil rig on 420?
I think I might be very, very sad with everybody.
It's starting to rain outside.
So it is.
There you go.
Perhaps that thunderstorm has finally arrived.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Anyway, where are we at here?
We're well past the sweet spot.
Wow, we actually got a good episode out of this one.
Tangents, man.
Fucking tangents. I don't know.
I've lost a lot of stress. That's really what it is.
Well, that's good. I don't have anything else to talk about.
Very at peace with my world.
Yeah. Well, that morning after the last time we recorded, you were in a little worse for wear.
C'est la vie.
But... you get past it, I guess.
You move on.
Mm-hmm.
You take it as a learning experience. You get it out. I'm learning. I've been writing more. I've been writing lots more. And if I can shamelessly plug myself for a second, I've been getting a lot of exposure. And actually, I'm very happy with it. On DeviantArt. I'm sure everyone here has heard me tell them to go look my stuff.
Yeah. The percentage of the people that's looked at it, probably very low.
Probably.
Like, probably it's only been me.
Personal point of pride, one deviation in less than 24 hours got 90 views.
Wow. Congratulations, sir. I don't even think I've hit 90 views on any of my works, and I've been a deviant for 4 years. Mind you, I'm not the most active person.
No, I'm on there daily, more than once daily.
Yeah.
It's because I produce daily. I've got 168 pieces up.
Holy balls. I don't have that many. I think I have 30.
It's easy to do with lit.
Yeah.
When writing's your thing, visual artists need time.
Yeah.
Even if all you do is take photographs, you gotta go out for a walk and find something to take a picture of.
Well, I can tell you right now,
all I gotta do is take pen to paper.
My last shift at Fairway Cineplex is tomorrow morning. I'm bringing my camera and photographing the shit out of that booth. I've spent more than 3 years of my life working at that place. And, like, when I found out the news, I was devastated, man.
Like, I believe it.
To have something that's it's that big of a part of your life, and then all of a sudden it's being taken away from you. All the people I work with, the building, all the customers we had. Like, we had regular customers that would come there. And
it's like a piece of the community, does.
Having to break that news to the people is just... it.
Oh, you're going to have a shitty job tomorrow.
The thing is, though, is, like, we're not even in charge of the cleanup of the place. Doors close on Thursday, someone else comes in and fucking cleans up the place.
Well, it's just a demo, kid, right?
By the sounds of it, all the 35mm projectors that are in there are getting fucking tossed out.
Grab one.
And Reed said to me, he's like, do you want a 35mm fucking projector? He's like, yeah, but I don't know where I'm gonna put it.
Under your bed.
It won't fit under my bed, man. It's like the size of a fucking fridge. I don't know. Like, I think I'll take one of the smaller ones. 6 or 7. I don't know.
Do it.
I definitely, like...
You want a projector.
I want a projector bed, or even part of a projector. If they give me the turret and the gate, like, the actual motors where everything runs through, I'd be happy with that. Just for the nostalgia of it, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have no practical use for it. Like, there's no way I could...
No, but it's something cool to put in your den, right?
Definitely. That's a part of my life, man. I don't want to give that up.
Get something. That's
my
advice.
I'm going to try my darndest, man. I will. I'm very sad. It's an end of an era. That theater's been there for more than 25 years. And it's going to get fucking torn down and turn into another retail park.
I want to leave this city.
You say that all the time.
I know. The reason I haven't is because I have no means. I don't have money.
Yeah.
And I gotta make that happen. I got no one to get on but myself. So
make the cake to have a party.
That's right. That's right. Clever aphorism, I like. And you know what? I see no way in which that could be taken sexually.
Except for the stripper jumping out of it.
Oh, that's...
I'd like to thank you for listening to this entire production and congratulate you on your excellent fashion sense and impeccable hygiene. If you have come across this audio adventure, you are no doubt aware of our web space at pibcast.tumblr.com. Feel free to provide us some feedback on the comments section or fire off an email to pirateradio2.0@gmail.com. Stay tuned for more exciting adventures from Pibcast!